Hello. Hello from Nadia. Welcome to our second episode of this Yoga Nidra Intensive Week. We have decided to offer you guys a Yoga Nidra session a day to calm down, get back to your center, connect with your body-mind power, and be restored, rested, in order to be more conscious in the action you take on a daily basis, especially in such intense times. You're welcome to find a suitable place where you can go for this practice. This practice is better to be done lying down, but if you're not able to lie down, you can also practice on a sofa or on a chair, sitting anywhere, wherever you are able to relax and connect within. Welcome to get any props, any propping thing that helps you be more comfortable. If you're lying down, you may want to have a cushion, blankets, mats, whatever you have, or just be simple and have nothing. The most important thing is to have yourself, your body, right now, and get in tune with it. Welcome home to yourself. Welcome home to yourself. Welcome home to your body, to your breath, to your emotions, to your sensations and feelings, to whatever your body, mind, organism is living right now. Welcome. You are welcome. In this space, in this moment, the invitation is to be comfortable. To be really comfortable. Having your head relaxed, your neck relaxed, shoulders and arms fully relaxed. Your hands are relaxed, and when hands are relaxed, the fingers get curved a bit. They're not stretched out, they are passive. And you can let go of the weight of your back and pelvis, and of course also relax your legs. As you relax your legs, your feet fall down into the earth. If you're lying down, let your feet drop out from the big toe to the little toe, out and down. Let your arms and legs be in a comfortable position. If you suffer from low back pain, you may want to have your legs bent and supported. Your arms can be alongside your trunk or bent in any position where you feel at ease, comfortable. Comfort is important for your body. Self-care time. Self-love time. And once you feel like, yeah, I can stay here, get connected with your breath. Take a deep inhalation, deep exhalation. And observe your body getting filled with air, energy as you inhale, and your body empty, deflated as you exhale. Go on a few times, feeling the body getting filled and emptied all over, up and down, in and out, a few times. Relax your face, close your eyes if you're comfortable with being with closed eyes. And there, together with being conscious with your breath, I invite you to make a sound that's soothing and relaxing, in order to really tune into this practice. We'll be humming. So as you exhale, you'll be making this sound. like a nasal M sound, long, prolongated, with your exhalation. I invite you to do it for 5 times, taking deep inhalation, deep long inhalation, and deep long exhalations. Observe which sensations this vibration gives to you. How your head is feeling, your skin is feeling, your chest and belly, the whole of your body. And as you feel the vibration, the sensation brought up by your sound, bring your attention now to the top of your head. The top of your head. And there, from the top of your head, take the decision to consciously relax the whole skin of your head. From the top of the head to the sides of your head, the back of the head, your forehead is relaxed, and the skin of the forehead can relax from the center to the temple and hair. And from the center of your forehead, you can go and relax your right eyebrow, right eye, upper eyelid, lower eyelid, right eyeball, left eyebrow, and the eyelids up, low, and eyeball, left eyeball. Both of your eyes are relaxed and sinking in to Mother Earth. Your nose, the skin of your nose, all the way to the tip of your nose, can relax. And go perceive your nostrils. Gently perceiving the flow of air in and out. And from your nose to the right cheek, and the left cheek, back to the nose, and the portion of skin between nose and upper lip. The upper lip, the lower lip, your whole mouth, inside, outside. Chin and jaws. The right side of the jaw, the left side. And your ears go into the right ear. Outer ear, upper, lower, back, and inner right ear. And then the left ear, the outer side, upper, lower, the back of the ear, and the inside, the inner ear. Consciously relaxing both your ears, withdrawing them, making them soft. and the whole of your face, all the skin and sense organs in your face can relax. And down into the space of your throat, the center of your throat, the sides of your throat, the neck. And from the throat to the right collarbone, into the right shoulder. And from the right shoulder down to the right elbow, from the right elbow down to the right wrist, and from wrist to hand, the palm of your right hand, the back of the hand, fingers, right fingers, thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, and little finger. The whole of your right hand. And from hand, a relaxed hand, moving back up, hand to wrist, wrist to elbow, elbow to shoulder, shoulder to right collarbone, sliding onto the left collarbone, onto the left collarbone, left shoulder, and from the left shoulder down into the left elbow, elbow to wrist, wrist to hand, inner hand, the palm, back of the hand, and fingers, left fingers, thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, and little finger. All of your five fingers. All of your left hand. And from your hand, back up to wrist, to elbow, elbow to shoulder. Feeling the space between the shoulder and the neck, the trapezius muscles, both sides, right and left, between neck and shoulders, that space, letting go of any tension there. And going to meet your shoulder blades behind the scapulas, those triangular, kind of triangular bones at the top of your back, next to your shoulder. Right shoulder blade, left shoulder blade. And the space between the shoulder blade, the thoracic upper spine, the back of your heart. And going a little further down, under the shoulder blades, the upper back, middle back, feeling and relaxing your ribs, the back ribs, the thoracic spine, upper spine, and until the last rib, feeling the ribs curving, not just on the back, also onto the side, feeling the right side rib, the left side ribs, the lateral sides of your chest, right and left, up to the armpits, under the shoulders, armpits, side ribs, and from the side, going on to the front where your breasts are, your nipples, the center of your chest, your sternum bone, the breastbone. Feeling and relaxing, connecting with the front side of your chest, engaging and feeling also the lower ribs and front, the whole of the chest, back, front, sides, multidimensional body space, relaxing, being taken into account with love and presence. from there, you can descend down into the solar plexus area, the stomach area, the upper abdomen, the waistline, and the middle back onto the back. Middle to lower back. So you go down into the lower spine, the lumbar spine, the two sides of the back, next to the spine, where your kidneys are, on down to the sacrum bone, the triangular bone that joins the trunk with the pelvis. And there, also whatever is in front, to the side of the waistline, and the front, the abdomen, the belly button, navel, right side abdomen, left side abdomen, upper and lower abdomen. Getting a sense of all of the portion of this body part, front, sides, and back. For finally entering the pelvis, pelvic bones, into the front, the back, and the sides, the root of the spine, the coccyx, tailbone, the very low abdomen and genital area, sex, perineum, muscles underneath the whole trunk, and buttocks behind. Right buttock and left buttock. The right leg, you want to jump from the right hip, right groin, right hip, all the way down to the right knee, through the entirety of your thigh, all the faces of your thigh, and all the faces of your knee, the front knee, the back knee, inner knee, outer knee. And from your knee all the way down to your wrist, through the lower leg. The ankle. That's the wrist of your leg, but call it ankle. Ankle and foot, the top of the foot, the sole of the foot, with the heel, the arch, the roots of the toes, spaces in between the toes and toes, starting from the big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, and little toe. All your five right toes, the whole of your foot. Coming back up from foot to ankle, ankle to knee, knee to hip. And through the pelvis, you slide all the way to the left hip. Again, with this presence of relaxation, love, self-care, giving attention to the left hip, all the way down to the left knee, through the thigh, front, back, sides. And the knee also has many spaces, the front knee, the back knee, the inner knee, and outer knee. And from the knee all the way down into the left ankle. Left ankle to your foot. And the foot here also has a top and a back, the sole. Through the heel, the arch, the roots of the toes, spaces in between the toes, and toes. Being there for your big left toe and your second toe, the third toe, the fourth toe, and the fifth toe. all your five toes. All your five toes. The whole of your left foot. And from your left foot, climbing your leg back up from foot to ankle, ankle to knee, knee to hip, hip to pelvis, the whole of the pelvis, front, back, top, bottom, right, left. Feel the whole of your pelvis from which the two legs can relax and let go of any tension, any pain. And then moving your presence from your pelvis all the way to the area of the abdomen and lower back. Staying and indulging a bit there into the abdomen, back, lower back, feeling the multi-dimensional space you have there. And climbing up to the solar plexus, just above the abdomen, stomach area, middle back, bringing your awareness there, self-care, love, presence there. Until you feel ready to step into the chest area, quite a broad space, and there again, taking some time to feel and sense and be present for your chest with all its spaces and dimensions, all sensations and all the faces of your chest, acknowledging the relaxation of your arms beginning into the chest through the shoulders. As your chest relaxes, your arms can relax and be present to this relaxation. Stepping into the throat space, feeling, being present to the throat space and the neck area that is relaxed, relaxing. Relaxing the connection between the chest and the head, a very crucial bridge. Let it be relaxed. Be present to the sensations rising here. And finally moving into the headspace. All the spaces, the faces your head has. The front in the face, the sides, the back, the bottom, the top. Get a sense of what it is to be present to your head. And to be relaxed in the head. To feel this happening. And as you reached your head, it's time to connect back again, the whole of your body into a unity. the unity from head to feet, head to fingers and toes. And you're gonna do this through your breath. I invite you to come back to your breath awareness, to the sensation of being in power with your breath, to decide how to breathe, when to breathe, how long, how short, and decide to consciously take deep breaths now, and through every exhalation, feel and connect your body united in a unit from head to feet. Exhaling the whole of your body from head to feet. And observing if by connecting the whole of your body, your attention goes to one specific body part. Maybe the chest, maybe the belly, the center of your body. Find yourself at the center and keep on breathing and exhaling consciously. And take a moment to enjoy how it is to be present to the entirety of your body, to the wholeness of your body, to the unity of your body, in silence. Whenever you feel ready, you are welcome to make the actions you need for concluding this practice. Movement, stretching, yawning are welcome. Anything you feel like for concluding, for completing. This practice of Yoga Nidra is now complete. Take your time to leave the posture anytime you feel like. Thank you.